So can you first introduce yourself?
Tell us more about you and your evolution until now.
I'm Boban Milunović, I'm owner and promoter of Metal Disc Festival. I assume we are doing Metal Disc.
We'll have a few questions on the broader spectrum.
Okay.
Focus more on Metal Days and the winter of and the winter days of metal.
Okay. Festival promoter based in Slovenia, doing Metal Days, Winter Days of Metal, over to Reggae Motor City, punk rock holiday, a lot of things.
You're the guy behind Miffy or
Yes. The Miffy, it's like that. The Miffy company doesn't exist anymore because I had a partner. We went separate ways, and since then our company that we are promoting all the festival is Artfest.
Okay. And
as I said, we do 4 summer festivals in Tolmin, and one which is in winter, Winter Days of Metal, is in Bochin. It's on another side of the mountain. It's in Slovenian Alp.
Okay. So very focused on music, rock, metal, even reggae. Is that music part of your life? Are you yourself used to be, or are you in a band?
Yes,
are you a player?
I always used to be in a band, and I'm still in a band. I went from being a blues rock kid to metalhead, and came back to blues rock now at a little bit later age. But I played in different bands, from death metal to whatever, blues rock, yes. And then I still do. I have a band named Stray Train. We played last year here in Paris with Blues Pills and Cadaver.
Mm-hmm.
And but to come back on your question, yes, we are doing different kind of music. But I'm not in charge with the musical program of all the festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For punk rock holiday, I have partners, and those are punk rock guys that are taking care about program. The same is with Overjam Reggae. If you want to be successful in the festival, you need to have a people which are feeling that kind of music, which are with heart involved in that.
They know the good bands. They know who to program. They know.
Of course, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So don't act too smart, like you can do everything, because it's not possible.
All right. So you work on Metal Days and before Metal Cab from mm-hmm. the beginning?
Yes.
If I'm not wrong, at the beginning of that time it was Metal Camp,
mm-hmm.
you were working with Rock the Nation?
Yes, we were a joint venture. The festival was owned by 4 people. One of shareholders was owner of Rock the Nation. In the year 2012 we split, we went separate ways, and since Rock the Nation was owner of the Metal Camp brand, we couldn't use it anymore, so we renamed the festival in Metal Days.
Okay. In general, how would you describe what was your purpose, what was your philosophy when you decided to start, and the winter part and the summer part?
The philosophy is always you should do something that nobody did until now. Yeah? I don't say that we invented the thing, but I'm definitely sure that our festivals are different than the other festivals. Yeah? We are not a regular festival staged at a field on some weekend. We are much more than that. It's a combination of a good holiday and the music, where we offer everything from whatever adrenaline sports till yoga at the beach at the festival. You have really wide offer. So when you come to, let's say, Metal Days, you just don't get. You didn't go just to the festival to watch the bands. You can have a lot of other fun.
Yeah, in fact, what you're saying is that come for a week of holiday,
yes.
And in the middle you have
of
metal
course,
bands,
yes.
And not just don't come for 3 days and then you leave.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So obviously there was a, I mean, from the beginning and now with competition being tougher and tougher with more and more festivals, one way or the other you had to decide when to organize. So you decided to go end of July. So you're after the big Download Festival and Hellfest, which is in June. You're just before Wacken and Summer Breeze. Was it you decide you choose end of July on purpose to be between the two weeks?
No, it is European festival season has two legs. One is the, what you said in June, where all the major festivals are, and the second one is August. Yeah. And June is obviously for our concept that we have too early, because nobody goes for holidays in June. Yeah, so the August was a possibility for us, and we did it already. We did in August, yes. But in the year 2012, that was the last year that we did in August, municipality of Tolmin asked us if we can move a festival in the last week of July, because of the reason that the tourism in Tolmin has in August, by default, a lot of visitors. Yeah?
They don't need you in August.
It's not.
But they could manage without you in August, and they would need a kicker in July.
It's not just because they don't need us. It's just that the Tolmin municipality is very small. When we do Metal Days Festival, everything is booked, everything is closed, and no additional tourists can come. Yeah?
Yes.
So that was there. They were asked, you know, if you would move into July, we would have longer touristic season, which would help us. So it's take and give thing, you know. That was the reason why we moved in July. But for us, it would be better if we are after Wacken. If we would start, Wacken is always the first August weekend,
yes.
Ends with Saturday. If we would start with the Sunday, that would be better option for us, because we would have better possibility for the bands. Now we are first festival in the season, and if our offer is not strong enough, the band says, look, I will start with the Wacken because I cannot finance one whole week with your offer, you know.
Yes,
okay. So sometimes it's... Sometimes it's not a perfect date for the festival, but we are not complaining. It's good. It's okay.
Yeah, but okay. If we come back to the pre-2012 period, I can understand the fact that at that time you were marketing more the festival, saying, "Come and find something different from back end." Because you would be in full competition with them, in direct competition with them.
Look, we are not. I don't see any competition between Wacken and Metal Days, because Wacken is so huge. We are not competing with them. You know, Wacken is for every metalhead. This is the festival where you have to go once in a lifetime. You know,
okay.
It's every metalhead was once at the Wacken, and Wacken used to be sold out. Always
before the event. Yeah.
Now, last 2 years, they are not selling out. Yeah, I think the people got fed up with the regular festival where you're standing in the field with 100,000 people, and it's raining and it's muddy and I don't know, and it's not interesting that much anymore. People are also getting older. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're choosing rather different options where they maybe have. Better conditions at the festival.
So you're offering excellent bands on a human size.
Yes, that's our philosophy.
All right. Yeah. All right. I understand. So from 2012, as you mentioned, with advantage and disadvantage, you stick to end of July.
Yes. Okay. That's the date.
Okay. From the beginning, why did you choose the spots of Tolmin?
The reggae festival that we are doing now, yeah, that was the first festival in Tolmin. It was they started in the year 2002, and pretty soon the festival grew and it became a successful thing. And we thought, wow, look, the location is great. It's a different than any other location, and obviously it's interesting for the foreigner visitors. So let's try to do festival there, yeah. And that's how we started to do it in Tolmin. Actually, as I said, the first festival was a reggae festival, and we copy their idea. And unlike with our festival, our festivals are steady growing. We never had a huge growth. We are growing from year to year. Yeah, reggae had up and downs, and they never managed somehow financially to get on the green field. So last year they asked us if we would no, it was in 2016. Sorry, in 2016 they asked us if we would like to take over that festival. And we said yes, why not? And since then, we are promoting the festival among.
So you're basically doing the local programmation for all all summer long or all July long. Right?
Yes, we are. If we combine all five festivals, then we have almost 2 months of program.
For you, it's sure it's not the period where you're taking holidays.
Yes,
you're preparing the holidays of everybody else, and then you go maybe holidays on somewhere somewhere else. The thing is, once again, it might be cliche, but in France, when you imagine you go to the mayor house, to a small town, and you say, I will organize a metal festival, I'm not sure you'll be very well welcomed.
Well, it was the same in Tolmin. It was not easy, but you know, there is a low regulation. And they cannot just forbid you to do it. If you fulfill everything, they have
all the requirements.
Yes, of course.
By law, you can do it.
Yes, of course. And with the time, they saw it very soon that the people are really polite and nice, and they just come for a good time. They don't bother anyone. They are good visitors. So now of all festivals that we organize in Tolmin, Metal Days is the one that people like most.
Okay. So how do you make the choice of the artist that will play in the festival, and how long before do you start to work on the next edition?
I would say it's about 1 to 1.5 years in advance. So I'm already doing booking for 2019. Yes.
So you're talking to booking agency, you're talking to bands, you're talking directly to
most. It is 90% of the cases you're talking to booking agency. Almost all bands have booking agencies, except for the newcomers, the new ones.
Yeah.
It is a simple thing. You are working with that is available for that time.
We're in July. Are your band available? And
yes, of course. It is pretty. It is hard to impossible to get a band which is not on the tour at that time. Even if you have enough money to pay them, there is a problem because their crew is probably with some other bands on the road, and it's not that easy to get a band which is not at the tour at the time. So it's not that much based on our personal taste or what we would like to have at the festival. Sometimes you are waiting really long to get a band. Yeah, I mean, I think this is now 50 years that I'm offering Gojira, and it never happened because they always had some other obligations.
So you just remind to the booking agency that you're there end of July.
Of course.
And see what can we do.
That's the way. You send them the festival dates for the next year. You give them basic information, so many people, whatever we need in total, let's say 130 bands and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And you're waiting at the offers that come in. And then you base your lineup on availability, what you like most or you think that is it suits you best for this year.
Okay. But with the experience and the growing, the growing reputation of the festival, is that getting easier or not
at all? It is getting easier. It's a mix of the things. From on one side, it is getting easier because they know us. We worked already. They know that we are taking care of the bands. It's a professional festival. The payment is always right. Everything. On the other side, because the festival is now more established and it is successful, they're expecting maybe more money and stuff like that. So it's always like, you know.
Okay. Do you think from the, without giving any secrets obviously, from the band perspective, you're also offering extra for their welcome, their stay there compared to other festivals?
Yes, we are playing with that card, which is our strongest card. This is our location. So when somebody is coming to Metal Days for the first time, we always offer them, look, if you're playing on Wednesday, we can give you a hotel for, I don't know, two nights or longer. Just stay at the festival, enjoy your time, go to the beach, talk to the people and stuff like that. The same is with Winter Days of Metal. We have a lot of returning bands which already played at the festival, they know location, and most of them, like we have now Behemoth, again, I think on Monday, I'm not sure, they would like to come already on Saturday. And
okay, good.
Yes. Stuff like that.
from your experience, does it easier, I suppose, to work with European bands than compared to North American bands or Brazilian bands? Or
you know, when you say bands, you have to understand that you are not working
with them. Booking agencies.
You are working with the band representatives. Yeah, and it is true. The American ones are more complicated than European ones.
Especially the band must be already in Europe for festivals.
This anyway, yes. But you know, the law regulations are different, and something that is normal in America is not normal in Europe, and vice versa. And I think in general, communication is, I would say, a little bit easier with the European agencies than with American ones.
Okay. Do you still cap the number of participants to 12,000?
Yes.
So it's also one of your key steps. You won't be in a huge crowd.
This is
stuck. Yeah.
No. We are playing fair. We stop selling tickets on 12,000, and that's it.
All right. three scenes.
Sorry?
You have three stages in parallel?
We have three stages. Main stage, second stage, and the third stage, which is dedicated to newcomers.
Yes, newcomers.
To new forces. We think it's very important to cherish the new bands, because all the big bands were once such bands, and if you don't take care of it, the scene will not develop and will not grow.
So three stages, lots of bands. So one way or the other, the metalhead will have to choose, to decide, to get frustrated. Now,
you know, we are taking a lot of care about overlapping and try to minimize them.
The stages are far from each other?
No, this is you have basically from main stage to second stage, maybe not even 1 minute a walk.
Okay,
it's just around the building.
Right.
There is a building in between, old hotel building that we use as a backstage.
Sure.
And you just go around the building and you're on the other stage. And the newcomer stage is starting earlier and is finishing also earlier. So we are really taking care about, as far as it is possible, to not have overlaps and not have same. Black metal band on the main stage and black metal band
yes,
on the second stage in the same.
So the black metal guys can get all the black metal
yes.
bands. All right,
this
all right. That makes sense. In fact, in terms of timing, for example, for your key artist, Judas Priest in particular. How long ago were you able to say our main band for this year edition will be Judas Priest?
Well, I think I started to negotiate Judas Priest in August last year, and as soon as the offer came, I knew it. Okay, this will be the headliner.
Headline.
So you stop thinking about other main headliner. You know, it's just.
And after that, in your negotiation with other bookers, is that important to say, you know what, our headliner will be Judas Priest?
Yes, of course, because you know, when you look at the poster, it just looks great when you have your band next to Judas Priest.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It makes things easier. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So how different do you work for the Winter Days compared to the Metal Days? Because obviously. So different time of the year, you don't have exactly the same, don't have the beach and so on to say on how do you work one compared to the other?
I would say, look, now we did Winter Days of Metal this year in end of January, and last year it was in March, and I have to be honest, it was really, really hard to get bands, because there is no bands on the tour. It was a lot harder than we thought. And this year it was on the same exactly the same dates with 70,000 tons of metal. So most of the bands were already there. A lot of people that are festival tourists, which is our core audience, they were also at 70,000 tons. So it was not easy. But we now moved festival. We asked the people what they think about that, our visitors. If we move festival to November, end of November, so basically in 2018 we will have second edition of Winter Desert Metal, and everybody says it's a great time because
just before the Christmas thing starts.
Yes. So, and also all the bands are on the tour, so it should be easier. And this is when it comes to the bands. But staging festival, it's not easier to do this winter version than Metal Day, than summer version. Because obviously it's winter, we don't have a camp. So the visitors are, whether in hotel or in apartments or motel, depends on package that he ordered. And they take care of themselves during the day. We don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to entertain
them. Yes, of course. At the evening, they come to the concert, which is indoor in a small hall, and it's easier to do indoor show. Doesn't matter if the weather is bad or whatever.
Yeah, you have control on it.
Of course, yeah. Okay. So I would say it's easier for us to do it than winter, summer version. Sorry.
From your knowledge, where does your audience come from? Which country more? You're close to Italy. You're close to Austria, Germany.
It is. We had this year. We had in 2017 63 different nations at Metal Days. And our biggest audience is Germany, and then almost equal France and Austria, and then Slovenia. These are our main markets, and then everything else like Italy, Spain, UK, Belgium, Swiss, whatever. Yeah, and then you have a lot of exotic things like New Zealand, Japan, China.
Brazil,
Venezuela, whatever, yeah. Okay. Canada, USA.
So just to be very, I would say, basic. Okay, I'm a French metalhead. I'm interested to come to the summer one. What do? I book a flight to Ljubljana from Paris to Ljubljana, or what?
You have different choices. One would be to book a Paris Ljubljana flight. The other one would be Paris Venice, which is probably cheaper than Paris Ljubljana. The third one, which is also good and equally expensive than Ljubljana, is a Trieste, yeah. And we have shuttles from all those airports to the festival. So it's actually all the informations you can find at web page. It's not complicated. It's easy. And we have every year we had our own buses traveling from France also to festival. There is also French company which is organizing coaches to festival.
It's about from a Czech from Lyon. It's 1,000 kilometers.
Yes.
From Paris, it might be 150, 1,500. Yeah. So it's manageable in one night and
something like that. Yes.
Okay.
So I mean, I came yesterday with a car. It took me
13 hours.
Ljubljana, Paris.
So okay, I booked my ticket. I bought my ticket to the festival, which if I want the whole thing is 250.
It depends what you. If you don't buy early arrival and you don't need a parking because you are not with a car, then it costs 150 euros. If you would like to come already a few days earlier and with a car, then it's 200.
200.
Yeah.
What do I get from 200? Access to the big thing?
You get everything. There is no additional charges at the festivals. You have included in the price warm showers, cold showers,
whole camping,
whole camping, whatever. What we charge at the festival, it's a garbage deposit.
Sure, makes sense.
But once you get, you bring the garbage back, you get your 10 euros back. So yeah. It's not. It's just to motivate people to.
Okay,
to clean
and,
up.
And after that, it's not. I don't know, 7 euros the glass of beer. You know, you.
No, it is.
You try to. You keep. You can maintain the price.
Yeah, the big one is 4 euros. The small one is 3 euros. Prices are. Food prices are, we try to keep them close to, let's say, the prices in Ljubljana, not to have these popular festival prices.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that maybe for some, maybe for French people, for German people, for Euro beer, it's maybe okay, not expensive, but for Slovenian people it is.
Sure, sure, makes sense. Yeah.
So we somehow,
level of life,
somehow try to keep the balance between our domestic guests and foreigner guests. And
yeah, it's good to remind that Slovenia is part of, Europe, of the European Union. You can pay in euros, it's
yes,
a guarantee
yes,
there. Full safety, everything's okay.
Everything. It's a small country, pretty safe, no any major whatever issues. Yeah.
Once again, without giving any secret, on the price of the ticket,
mm-hmm.
you charge to the fans. What are the big area where you in terms of expenses for you? Like half for the half of the one third for the band, one third for the organization, one third for. Can you give us just a broad idea of the big?
Yes, I would say that. Half of the price is going for the lineup, for the bands, and then additional, let's say, 30% is all the costs, like production costs, I mean, to stage the festival. And
the people working there.
Yes,
and
then you have to deduct also 9.5%
tax,
and what remains is what
and you
for us.
Even with such, I would say, compared to big other European festival, which are very affordable price, you can make a little margin and be able to invest for the next edition?
Yes, it is. I would put it straight. It's nobody from our production crew will get rich with that, but we can maintain a okay life for ourselves. We can invest in the next edition of the festivals, and we all have fun.
Okay. Last two questions. First of all, imagine you have no issues with budget and so on, or schedule or whatever. Is there especially a band you kind of dream or target to be to welcome on the festival one day?
If the money would really not be issue, if we really speak about unlimited amount of money, I would probably invest the money in one reunion Pantera show with Zakk Wylde at the guitar.
Okay.
That would be one exclusive show in Tolmin.
and just one last question for you: what is the key element that would, for the French fan, decide to go to Metal Days? If you think there's one key thing that make the difference,
I would definitely say it is the. It is. I hope I can explain. It is a festival as it is. It's a different experience than any other festival, because there are not lot of festivals where you can swim on the beach and 2 minutes later go to the main stage and see the band that you would like to see, and then get back to the beach and have a fun whatever. You know, I think the combination of the music activities and the non-music activities makes the festival as it is.
So if the guys have tried Hellfest, if they try Wacken, if they try Summer, and they never try Metal Days, they should give a try.
They should give a try. If you, me personally, I'm a huge fan of Hellfest Festival. If you're going to the festival just for the music, I think the Hellfest is place to be. They have, in my opinion, really great lineup.
But even you, more and more people from Hellfest are saying it's too big. It's become too big. It's
huge.
Too much.
I know. But if you are going to for the whole experience, The Metal Days is definitely a place to visit.
All right, so give a try to Metal Days. Thank you very much.
Thank you.